Agile Amped erzählt Geschichten darüber, wie Agilität und Menschlichkeit an den Arbeitsplatz gebracht werden und darüber hinaus. Inspirierende und provokante Stimmen sprechen über Themen wie Technologie und Wirtschaft bis hin zu gelebtem Wandel. Engagiert für den Aufbau einer agileren Welt. Agile Amped wird Ihnen von Accenture präsentiert.
Hello everyone, this is another episode of Agile Amped, recorded live in Berlin. I'm your host Thoralf Klatt, and we have two interesting guests from Berlin as well, Sonal Gupta and Shobit Misra. So they both work as product owners in process optimization and recently have started using generative AI. So let's talk a little bit about it. Sonal, would you like to briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks, Thoralf. Hi, everyone. I'm Sonal Gupta, and I'm working with one client as an automation architect, and I'm having the role of a product owner as well, and where I'm driving this role to create or to get the requirements from the clients and to make sure that it is getting delivered as per their expectation. So this is the role which I'm, as of now, driving in.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonal. And Shobit, would you like to also introduce your role and what do you do?
Yes, thank you, Thoralf. Again, hello, everyone. My name is Shobit. I work with Sonal on the same project and also as a product owner, but also share some other responsibilities. But my core role was to have a proper infrastructure setup based upon client's requirement and our own inputs on various topics, but also I support Sonal on these requirement calls where we interact actively with the client to understand their core requirements for optimization and automations of their processes. And this is what we do.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Shobit, also for introducing yourselves. So we'll look into how you as product owners can utilize generative AI. And it's obviously not downstream where we have lots of stuff for automation happening. We actually look also upstream. You mentioned requirements. We always, you know, build solutions to solve someone's needs. So this is our domain as product owners, obviously. And what we found out is that generative AI is very suitable for asking open questions in different directions, different perspectives. So we looked at jobs to be done theory, the jobs to be done approach for discovering needs in a better way. First of all, discovering needs deeper and wider than design thinking and other ways of interviewing and customer research. So jobs to be done is very prone to maximize the value for your customer of what you want to build. So it also has the four forces helping you to understand why customers are switching to a new, better solution, why they're not switching because they may be afraid, etc. So behavioral science comes in there as well. And now what is the robot, the generative AI, AI support helping us here? And we wanted to have a principle from day one is that we're not replacing the humans. We want to rather amplify the interaction, individuals interacting with other individuals, humans. So the robot in that sense is more like a support and or a secretary. And we'll get into that in a moment. But we'll now talk about more about jobs to be done because it is, you know, understanding what makes customers hire the solution to improve their work, to improve their life, and to make progress. Let's talk about the core of things now, the challenges. What are the typical challenges that you had when preparing customer interviews for jobs to be done? Was it time consuming? Was there anything that you found that needed to also be supported by AI? Anything that comes up on the top of your head?
The first thing which I see is more challenging is the acceptance, accepting a new change, accepting that something can be done through automation. right? So that is the more challenging as of now when we drive these interviews. And definitely having Gen AI in these conversation is helpful because preparing all these interviews, writing right participants, these kind of things are really time consuming. And having Gen AI, you can, as an open question, you can generate whole questionnaire, you can find out the right participants, and definitely each and every interview, you can do the improvement as well, the kind of data, the kind of output you receive from the interview. So that kind of improvement is also possible with the Gen AI. So that is something which we found as a useful. And yes, it is time consuming if we'll go with manually and just to convince, just to have, you know, resolve that anxiety that the user is having of that change is something which is we manage as a optimization team. Anything you want to add, Shobhit, here?
I think the time consuming part was also very spot on because the idea is that we have to interact with so many teams on so many occasions with so many questions and requirements, and then utilizing our virtual assistant of Gen AI, we can standardize a couple of questions to see if all of them are directing into a same sense. It happens a lot that we are into these interviews and then we are talking with the client, and then we see that okay. They're rephrasing the question, but they're asking the same questions that we did like an hour ago. So with this in mind, we can formulate these questions into a very standard or very basic question that sort of incorporates all the questions around it, but also gets us enough information from the client that what they want to say to us.
Yes, and I agree. We noticed also that the preparation of the interviews was streamlined because Gen AI could also generate open questions for social needs, personal needs, for functional and life-changing needs, even financial aspects. So it acts as a secretary. It helps us generate these open-ended questions. We can focus more on the interaction with the people, on inviting the right people, etc. So while having a robot with us, can you explain some of the typical questions you've been asking? Was it about the four forces, about push-pull, habit, anxiety, that you got more, discovered more needs from your customers?
Let's say, in my case, utilization, so when we went in firsthand and we weren't that much prepared, we could see there was a lot of resistance from the client side because they believed that their current progress or their current working habits are enough with their setup, and they don't require any new changes, or they don't want to shift their efforts into an automation setup. So this was a very common behavior that we were seeing all the time. There were also sometimes that we could see pushback for coming in from the client that, yeah, I don't think automation is the perfect fit here or stuff like this. So this sort of things were considerably visible in the beginning. That this took some time. The more we streamlined our interviews, the more we started gaining traction with one team and the other team, and then we started sort of contemplating and brainstorming on what is the right way to approach this. Maybe we can use this other toolings, and this is how we sort of started streamlining our whole process through and through. I'm just pointing out one of the cases that happened. Maybe Sonal has some more, but yeah, this. In this way, things were being driven and also helped us improve these interviews.
And then you could write down need statements based on also these social aspects and fears and anxieties and get deeper into the discovery. Anything you'd like to add, Sonal?
No, I completely agree with the Shobhit that just to just to solve their anxiety. And it's all because of their habit, because they are working on certain process with a certain way. And just to change that way, it's always challenging. Just to accept that challenge, which I have mentioned in the beginning, just the acceptance is something which is really hard to change. But with a certain set of questions and just to understand their pain areas where they are, they want the change, but they don't want to change their ways of working. So that way, just to understand and around that, create a solution and provide them, just to showcase that, okay, this can solve their problem, but it would be a tweak in their ways of working and it can solve their problem. With that, you can gain their trust and then you can do the changes, you can have the automation in their processes.
Good. And from a perspective of efficiency, do you think that you save time generating questions by generating AI? How much did it help you?
Yeah, definitely. It is time saving having Gen AI in the use, because it's really hard to evaluate that how much we have saved, but definitely it is time saving, because when we have Gen AI, as Shobhit has already mentioned, that we can create a set of questions, right? And those questions might be helpful for all the teams, because in our project, we connect with different teams. We have more than 50 teams. And there we are connecting them. We have set of questions and we discuss those questions with them. And or sometimes we share those questions with them and they can answer on those questions. And on the basis of that, we can see that which all areas are the common, or I would say that overarching areas where we can work upon and we can provide one solution. And with the same, the output which we got from the interviews, we can feed that in the Gen AI, and Gen AI can share the improvement on those questions, as well as the right participant, that which participant we should talk about. So these kind of detailings we can get from Gen AI, which is, I feel, it's time consuming if we'll do it manually.
Awesome. This is a good combination, right? We find out the real needs. So we strive for efficiency in the question generation, but we get into the effectiveness by dealing with the real people and trying to find the best solutions for them. This is the effectiveness, which is, comes over efficiency. But efficiency is also important these days, nowadays, to save time and investment. Thanks a lot. Anything you wanted to add to the generation and efficiency aspects, Shobhit?
I'm pretty much in alignment with what Sonal is saying right now, but also the part that that I mentioned in the beginning, that when we went in nose first into the interviews in the beginning, and then we started transitioning into utilizing Gen AI for the support. And even with using the Gen AI, there is still room for improvement, like also what Jasonal said, because there were times that we would ask questions, or we'll create a questionnaire with jobs to be done in mind, and then create a construct around this, right? And then we'll present this in sort of reformulate this according to the requirements, and then ask these questions to the client. But the more feedback we get, the more better we could create our prompts. And this also helps us a lot, because right top of our head, we don't have all the information. And with Gen AI, with this huge data sets and LLMs working in the background for us, we have all that power, all that knowledge for us working all together. So it helps us constantly improve. Like, we might have a set of questions now, but if we tweak the requirements or the prompts a little, it gets even better, like more precise questions to more concise answers in that direction.
Thanks for mentioning that. So we always say that we learn faster, we can fail, and we can adapt and iterate on building better prompts to have even better questions. While going through many, many interviews, seeing that some questions can be iterated on and improved further. This is the nature of iterative and agile work. Thank you. So we also then see some limitations in which chatbot is more suited, like, for example, to get access exact data, Maybe you want to go for Gemini or for writing very, very verbose stories. You want to go for ChatGPT. It really also depends on the internal architecture of these chatbots and the technology. But they have profound set of information that we can utilize. So last thing that we want to go to is top three tips. What is your best advice for using generative AI effectively in customer interviews? Top three tips from both of you.
Maybe I say one and Sonal says what. So I would say first is understand the concept of jobs to be done when you go into these interviews, and then focus and with that in mind, start formulating a draft of questionnaires with one of these Gen AI. Yeah, because jobs to be done is more like a very formulated framework which sort of fits all sizes. If you are and when you start using Gen AI on top of this will help you draft a bit more crafty questions, I would say, to help you gain more insights on what the other side is thinking and what they actually want. And you can also then work around it a little by formulating open-ended questions rather than just close-ended, and rather than asking questions based upon asking their opinion and what they would do differently than they're working right now, rather than just sending them your own approach.
From my side, I would like to give a tip there. We should always combine the human expertise and experience with Gen AI, because human expertise and experience, of course, invaluable. So for my perspective, Gen AI is driving or creating a precise interview guide, but with human expertise and experience, we can interpret those interview in better way, because with a human expertise and experience, they can consider that they can consider the fear and the anxiety of the customer. They can work on it, and while generative AI can work on their data, and with the combination of that, we can prepare a better interview guide. I would say that.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonal. And maybe I add one third tips building on what you just said. Bringing the humans into the game is really important. We know it can hallucinate. We have to plausibility check those questions we are asking. We're not asking it to generate and make up requirements. So it's about improving the communication between humans. But we always have to plausibility check what Gen AI is giving us. And I'm citing here Rama from MIT Sloan School, a professor, on the topic, that gave a talk recently to our employees. And he said, I always account for the time that it takes the humans to validate the soundness of what has been generated by Gen AI. And this makes it easier, because we have questions and we will use the questions. And using those questions and iterating on it, as you said, we can actually make the questions more suitable and always have a quality check built in. So we're pairing with the robot in that sense. And I think that's the best idea. We have a vehicle, better discovery with jobs to be done. We also make sure that whatever the AI is generating will be double checked by us as humans. And last but not least, we are improving day by day, and with the more teams you are interviewing in your process optimization, the further you can fine-tune what the robot is helping you with. And maybe it will help us with more things in the future, like generating those jobs to be done statements and analytics on those, and finding the gaps, the niches, etc., that we go in first. The collaboration right now is all between humans when prioritizing what to build next, right? That's how you prioritize your backlog, I assume. Can you just confirm how you do it? Do you normally do it still as a human task to prioritize the backlog?
Yeah, as of now, what we do is based upon customer input as well, and the circumstances, we decide upon which task would take priority, or sometimes we also have to deprioritize an existing task to move it accordingly. So yes, as of now, we have this human intervention part in the refinement process.
So there are some savings, there's some optimization, and we can use this as parameters in the prioritization. Also in a collaborative way, not just one single person deciding. Very good. So the future of AI, where do you see the future going of AI? What else could be done? What can be improved in AI and with AI?
In my personal opinion, I think the idea would be it all depends a lot upon the data sets that we are getting this information from. The more the data set there is, the more accurate and the more precise answers we'll be getting. And this all comes in from the set. Like you said, it comes from the humans, the more information that we're feeding this. So I think with this in mind, in the future, there's going to be a time that we are going to actively be utilizing such tools in our day-to-day lives. Right now, we see that there's only a handful of them. They're also being actively used, but I think moving ahead, there should be a time when this just becomes an Outlook or a Teams feature altogether, and we are just using this through and through in our lives, and we don't have to go to another portal or do something about this. I mean, I think Microsoft also already is trying to do or set up this thing with already, but I think this would be something that we hold in the future.
Nice. Thank you. Sonal, would you like to add something on the future?
Yeah, so I agree with Shobhit that it will depend on the data set and depend on the humans, that how we are going to use it, how to make our work, day-to-day work, make easier. So it will depend on that. But yes, with this, I think our future is going to be easy. Our day-to-day work is going to be easy because we can utilize all these tools in our day-to-day work to make it easier.
Great. It was awesome having you. So let's summarize the key takeaways. We can use generative AI very early upstream, bring everyone in the interviews, even developers challenging if something can be solved. But we're actually moving upstream and using it in different areas, doing better discovery, understanding better how to solve the needs. And this has been very encouraging for us to try out new areas, and maybe later also, as you said, based on the data we have available, also do more analytics and maybe prioritization. You will be reachable on social media, I guess. So LinkedIn, I see you nodding. LinkedIn is a good approach of reaching out. This is good if people want to know more. Thanks for everyone for listening to this podcast. And thank you, Sonal and Shobhit, for coming. We have a last thing on tooling and integration that we want to share with you. We also did an experiment. So the interview guide for this very podcast was generated by our friend, the robot. Thanks, everyone, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Danke, dass Sie sich diese Ausgabe von Agile Amped angehört haben. Wenn Sie etwas Neues erfahren haben, würden wir uns freuen, wenn Sie Ihren Freunden, Kolleginnen oder Kunden von diesem Podcast erzählen. Für weitere inspirierende Gespräche abonnieren Sie Agile Amped auf Spotify oder Apple Music. Wenn Sie eine Idee für ein Thema oder Feedback zu einer Episode haben, senden Sie uns eine E-Mail an agileampedisg@accenture.com.